We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Aleph, which is the last line on page Tes Zayin, about to turn on to page 32. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ha'usa melocha bi erev Shabbos mina mincha ulamala, one who does work on Friday from mincha and onward, eino roe siman bracha. He will not see any signs of bracha in the work that he is doing. Now, what does it mean, mina mincha ulamala? We know we learned earlier there are two zman minchas. There's mincha gedola and mincha katana. So the Mechaber continues and says, Yesh mefarshim mincha gedola. Some say this lack of bracha that you will see begins at mincha gedola. V'yesh mefarshim mincha katana. And some say this only begins at the later time of mincha katana. Says the Rama, v'dafka g'sha'usa ha'malacha derach keva. This is dafka doing a malacha in a set way, in a derach keva. Alim osa osa derach arai. But if one is doing it in a more temporary way, l'fisha, as a one-time work, v'lo kava aleh, and he did not set himself up to do it, and we'll see details of the difference between keva and arai later, shari, then it is permissible. So the only iser, says the Rama, if it is done derach keva in more of a permanent way. If it's done in a more aritic way, a once in a while way, then it will be permissible. Therefore, one is allowed to write a friendly letter or anything similar, because that's considered a derech arai, not a derech keva. Let's begin now the Mishabura, back on the bottom of page Tez Zayin. The Mishabura begins in Sefkot and Aleph Ha'usa Malacha Upragmatya. But when it comes to business, to buying and selling, shari, that's permissible. Even though the buying and selling is not limited to the Zman of Mincha, but the Gemara's Mashma at the time of closing the stores is before candle lighting. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Beis, he writes, the Zman HaSkira Hu B'Tkiya Shnia. We'll see later that there are six tkios that they used to do leading up to Shabbos to warn them that Shabbos is coming. They had Hadlaka Hu B'Shlishis. So the closing of the stores with the second tkia, and Hadlakas Neiros is the third tkia. So clearly there was an Indian in closing the stores and stopping the pragmatia, the business, before the Zman of Hadlaka. So even though you don't have the limitation of Zman Mincha, but there is a limitation of a Zman before Hadlakas Neiros. The ayim bir halacha ulakamon v'simen reish nunvav v'mishaburas of katan aleph. So let's see the mishabura on the bottom of Tezayin Devar Maskel Ha'usa Malacha. We'll just see a couple of lines of this bir halacha. We'll see a very important machlokas. We said in the Mechaber that one who does malacha on Erev Shabbos from mincha and onwards eino roa simen bracha. So says the bir halacha the isur nami isbaze. Even though the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is very lenient, you will not see a siman bracha, but it doesn't say that it's aser. V'zok de b'ralocha, there's also an iser. Rak she'enu chomer ha'iser kishar isurei shvus, she'achaya v'alzeh makas mardus. Just the iser over here for doing malacha by zman mincha is not as strict as other isurei shvus, as other isurei derabanan that will require you to get, if you're over it, makas mardus and malkas derabanan. So over here, in fact, the Mechaber says, you won't see a Siman Bracha, but says the Bir Halacha, actually there also is an Isser, just not such a Chamadik Isser that would result in Malkus the Rabbanan, but there is an Isser nonetheless. Kein Isa b'Rambam Perches Miachas Yom Tov, this is the Rambam Shita, u'besmag v'chein Isa b'or Zerua. Now if you skip to the next page, to page 32, we'll just read a few more words, the top line, v'nei ataz kosav de'embo Isura rak de'embo Siman Bracha. The Taz takes the Mechaber literally, that the Mechaber understands that there actually is no Isser whatsoever. It's just Kipshuto, like the Mechaber says, that you won't see a Siman Bracha. So we see over here in the Beralocha that when it comes to doing Malacha on Erev Shabbos, after the Zman of Mincha, and we'll see the Machlokas, whether it's Mincha Gedola or Mincha Ketana, is there actually an Isser like the Rambam, or is there no Isser like the Mashmos of the Mechaber, and like the Taz explains? Let's see the Mishabura Vaiter. We said you will not see a Siman Baracha. Sekoton Bey is the last line as we turn the page. Me'osa Malacha. You will not see any blessing from that Malacha that you are doing. Sha'av Shi'ar Viach B'mokom Zeh. Even though you will be gaining over here, by this job that you're doing, you will be gaining. But Yasi B'mokom Acher, you'll get a flat tire. You'll lose the money somewhere else. Says the Mishaburin Sivkotun Gimel, top line on page 32. We had a machlokas if the Isser Malacha on Erev Shabbos starts at Mincha Gedola or Mincha Katana. So the Mishabur reviews for us what these Zmanim are. Mincha Gedola Hainu Bishesh Umechta. This is 6.5 hours into the day, a half hour after Chatzos. Mincha Katana Hainu Teisha Umechta. Mincha Katana is 9.5 hours into the day, 3 hours after Mincha Gedola. Vasomech Ala Mekilim Lohifsid. It says in Mishabura, one who relies on the more lenient shita and does malacha up until Mincha Katana, the later time, does not lose out. Vashos Hemzmanios. These shows of 6.5 hours, 9.5 hours are all shows manios. As we've discussed many times, you take the day, it's machlokes, if it's from sunrise to sunset or dawn to stars coming out, and you take the amount of minutes divided by 12, and that gives you your halachic hour, and that's what we're basing over here, how we determine what Mincha Gedola is and what Mincha Katana is. Continues the Mishabura v'cholze ba'ose meleches atzmo. This issa that the Mechaber is discussing, or Eino Roa Simon Bracha, is only discussing you doing your own melacha. You're working for yourself. Aval poel haniskar etza ba'abayas b'stam. But a worker who is stam hired by a ba'abayas, isa b'chon shemishpat simon shin lamed aleph. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Chol Shemishpat, the zmanahu samach l'shkias hachama. He has to work much later on Erev Shabbos, all the way till close to Shkia. V'rak kedei she'elech lebeiso l'malos l'chavis mayim. He just has to stop with enough time that he can go to his house and fill up a barrel of water. V'litzlos lo dag katan, and enough time that he can fry a small fish. U'lahadlik lo asaner, and he can light candles. In lo b'makum she'esh minhag kavua lifsak mikodem, unless there is a set minhag in that place to stop earlier. Otherwise, if you're hired by someone else, you have to work all the way till the end of the day, and you can only stop a few minutes before to get the basic necessities of Shabbos done. V'ayim b'mog in Avram u'b'sefer tosefa Shabbos. Says the Mishabura Vayter Sivkot and Dalet. Sivkot and Dalet is going on that which the Ramah told us, that this whole issur the Mechaber is discussing, or the whole Eino Roa Siman Bracha, about doing malacha on Erev Shabbos, whether it's Mincha Gedola or Mincha Ketana, is dafka if you do malacha derech keva. But if you're doing it derech harai, so then we said it's permissible. Zakta mishaburus of katan dal derech harai, hainu afilu besachar. If you're doing it derech harai as a once in a while kind of thing, and we'll see exactly the definition of derech harai, so then it's mutter even if you're getting paid for the job. If you look at note number 6, we'll just read a couple of paragraphs. We'll start from paragraph number 2 and note number 6. The geder malachas keva. The geder of what is a malachas keva, and this in Kirelis explains, shuhu kol shekoveya es atzmo lis asik ba'os malacha. Anything that a person sets himself up to be osik in that malacha, takes time to set himself up. The geder malachas arayhu kishaosa es ha malacha derech agav. And a malachas arai is something that's being done by the way. He doesn't really set himself up to do it. He just does it. Derech agav. Lefizek kosav. According to this, Rav Nissen Kirelis writes, she'afilu tfiras kaftor. Even sewing a button, shalokachas zman muat, which obviously takes a short amount of time, nechsheves melechas keva. That's considered melechas keva because you set yourself up to do it. Va'osar la'asosa shalolot tzarech ha'shabbos. Now be also to be done after the zman of mincha, if it's not a need of Shabbos, which we'll see soon in Siv Beis. V'chein ha'masayid es beiso, so too someone who's plastering his house, v'kadome, is painting his house, das of nissen karel, shenechsheves melechas keva, das considered melechas keva. Af im eino osakin ela ba'ofen chad pa'mi. Even if you're only doing it as a one-time thing, so Rav Nissen Kirelis is explaining that keva and arai is not really determined kipshuto, that you're doing it often or you're doing it once in a while, but rather it's that you set yourself up to do it, you get yourself ready to start painting. You get yourself ready to start sewing a button. It requires some kind of kvius. That's called melechas keva. As opposed to what we'll see in the next paragraph, the giyutz begonim, when it comes to ironing clothes, achareiz ma mincha katana, the early tzion right, shemutter, afil shelo tzarech haShabbos, even if it's not for Shabbos need, it's mutter, even after mincha katana, mishum shenechshav rak melechas arai, the early tzion says that ironing clothes is considered only melechas arai, and therefore it would be permissible. Let's now go weiter into Sif Beis, but before we do that, let's just see a couple of more bir halachas over here. On page 32, we'll begin with the first wide line. We said in the Mechaber Machlokas whether the Zman, where the Isser, where the Eino Roa Siman Bracha begins, is Mincha Katana or Mincha Gedola. The Ayin B'Magen Avram Shemaskim L'Dei Azu. Look at the Magen Avram, where he's maskim to the more lenient opinion that malacha is okay until milcha katana. Mikomako mashu minei, de poale sodat srichin lishbos of milcha gadola. But it is mashma from the Magen Avraham that someone who works out in a field further away, he already has to stop at the earlier time at Mincha Gedola. And with that, he explains a Rambam. Now, if you skip to the next line, the third line, he writes, V'inei bizmanenu lo nogu kacha. Our minhag is that even those in the field do not stop doing malacha in the zman of Mincha Gedola. V'efsher, then it could be, da'atam halohu kedei shavo lo'ir v'yachinu tzarche Shabbos. The reason why you can't do malacha when it comes to mincha time is we want you to be able to prepare properly for Shabbos. We don't want you to forget about your Shabbos preparation. But nowadays, any worker has his household members, his wife, his family that's preparing for Shabbos for them. And therefore, the whole reason wouldn't apply. We find this similar by that which Chazal say, Meis ba'ir kol b'nei ha'ir asurim b'malacha. If someone dies in the city, the whole city is also to do malacha. Shekosva poskim, the poskim write the reason is, Shu kidei sheyishtadu lohochin kol inyonov. We want everyone in the city to get ready to prepare all the inyonim of the mace. Ve'akem b'mokom sheyesh b'ir chaburos miuchados atzarechei ha'mace. Therefore, in a place where there's a city, that there's a chevra kadisha that takes all the preparations for the mace and takes care of them, shuv mutar nakol. So everyone else is mutar to do malacha because someone's taking care of it. And therefore, in our case as well, the reason why we're not machmir on this is because we have other people getting our Shabbos preparations ready. So even though our minhag is not to stop the people in the field from doing their malacha by zman mincha gedola, 6.5 hours, but one who fears heaven should see to it that he stops his malach on the field at least by mincha katana by 9.5 hours. In lo shu davar ha'ovad da'oz lo'adav mincholamoid, unless of course it's a davar ha'ovad, something that you're going to lose out on. So then of course it will be no worse than cholamoid where that will be permissible. The rabbi machmirim af malachto shebabayis. And many are machmir by mincha katana, even for malacha that's done in the house, not only malacha that's done in the field. One more bir halacha before he starts the beis. The example the Ramah gave of a dover that's not right is an Igeres Shlom, and it's a friendship letter. Zakta bir halacha weiter, adifa havlei lemichtav. Really, the Ramah could have given us a better example. Da afilu shriyas diovis hamonim, otzdias chayav ofos. That even soaking dyes or hunting for animals, the zebel vaday osr b'chol hamoed, that for sure is osr b'chol hamoed, kol she'eino tzarech hamoed, unless of course it's in need of the moed, otherwise it's forbidden. Gamke mutter b'erev Shabbos, even that which is forbidden on moed, on chol hamoed, will be mutter b'erev Shabbos. She'keim muchach b'or zaruah, she'bimenu noveh adin, because that's how it's clear from the or zaruah, where this din comes out of from the or zaruah. And therefore, the Bir Halacha just points out that l'chora, the Ramah could have given us a bigger chiddush. Instead of telling us writing a letter, which is lenient, could have told us something that's actually forbidden on Chol Hamoed, that will be mutter on Erev Shabbos. Let's begin now. Sebeis, we'll start it tonight, and Amir Tzashem will continue it in the next year. L'sakein b'godo v'keilov l'tzorech Shabbos mutter kol yom. Even though we just said that starting from the Zman of Mincha Gedola or Mincha Ketana, there's either an Isser or Ein Aroa Sim Bracha to do Molacha, however, now the Mechaber gives us a limitation on that halacha, that to fix one's clothing or vessels for needs of Shabbos, that's mutter all day, even after all the Zmanei Mincha. V'hu adin bigdei chaveiro, Zot Ramah, who adin your friend's clothing? In hu l'tzarech Shabbos, if your friend needs it, the eino notal olav sachar, and you don't get paid for it. So Ramah adds on to what the Mechaber says, that you can fix your clothes for Shabbos, you could also fix your friend's clothes as long as he needs them, and as long as you're not getting paid. Then the Mechaber says, V'huadin l'misha kosei svarim la'atzmo derech limudo. So too, one who is writing svarim for himself, as he is learning, he is writing his notes, so that it also would be permissible to do all day on Erev Shabbos. Let's see the Mishabura, and then we'll see a few more bir halachos. Zokta Mishabura sevkotan hei ve'eno notel. We said in the Ramah, that which you're allowed to do, the fixing of the clothing for your friend that needs it l'tzarech Shabbos, is only if you don't get paid for it. But v'im hu ani she'en lo mayocha, but if you, the fixer, is a poor person, you don't have what to eat for Shabbos, shari, that's permissible. Kidal kamon sov simen tov kuf men beiz l'inan cholamoid, like we learned by cholamoid, that And the Ani who has nothing to eat is allowed to do certain malachos in order to make money. And so too says the Mishabura from the Achronim, so too any malachos that are mutter to be done on Erev Pesach, where there's an inyan not to do malacha, and Cholmoi, there's an inyan not to do malacha, whatever is mutter then would certainly be mutter on Erev Shabbos, where the Isser malacha is more lenient than on Erev Pesach and on Cholmoi. Says the Mishabura Vaiter, Alafibu Yesh Lalechem, even a person who has malachol, he has bread. Just he wants to have a little more money for the needs of Shabbos, to have more oneg Shabbos, to get meat, to get fish, to get some good drinks. Gam ken yishlomer the shari. Says the Chavetz Chaim, in that case, you could also say that it's permissible to fix something for your friend if it's a Shabbos need and get paid. But if it's not for a Shabbos need, even if it's not that you're starving, but it's not even for extra onik Shabbos, then one should be very careful not to do the malacha for his friend. Because it is mashma from any poskim, like we saw in the Bir Halacha, in the beginning of the Siman, that besides that which the Mechaber says, Eino Roeh Siman Bracha, it is mashma from many poskim, like we mentioned in the Rambam, that there is a chashash Isser as well, and therefore, if there are no grounds of requiring the money to support oneself right now to give you food or for Oneg Shabbos foods, so then one certainly should be Machmer. Now let's stop over there and let's see the two Bir Halachas. Bir Halacha number one is Liver Maska Lasakim Begadov, which is line number 7 in the Bir Halacha towards the end of the line. We said in the Machaber to fix one's clothing for Shabbos needs is mutter all day on Erev Shabbos. Who adin lutfor begadim mechadash? Zokti Bir Halacha, not only fixing existing garments, but so too sewing new garments is also permissible. After malacha gemura, even though that's a full malacha, u'be'erev Pesach aser b'zeh, on Erev Pesach will be forbidden, le'inyan Erev Shabbos mekilin, like we said in the Mishabura, Erev Shabbos more mekil, and therefore it will be okay, ayin shom b'divreihem. Umashma midivrayim da afilu litfor maisa umen mutter. It's mashma from the Rabbi, the Prima Godim, that even making new garments in a professional way will be mutter on Erev Shabbos. However, bebir hagro hevi amokar al din tikum begodim echalamoid. The Gro learns out that the source for this din of being allowed to fix clothing on Erev Shabbos is from the halachas of chalamoid. The shom mutter right back maisa hediot. There it's only permissible as an unprofessional maisa. Umashma, it's mashma from the Gura, the daito de gam kan kenhu. That here as well, you would not be allowed to do it a professional way, it had to be in an unprofessional way. Umashari achonim lo mashma came, but from other achonim, it is not mashma that way. They say, like we saw before, that you can make even new garments and do it even in a professional way. Let's see one more bir halacha, the ramaskal of inner notel olav sachar. So again, we said in the Ramah that hu adin, you can do Mulacha to fix your friend's clothing that he needs for Shabbos as long as you're not taking payment. Now we saw the Mishavu already, if you need the money, you are allowed to take the payment, but otherwise you can't take the payment. Zok the Bir Halacha, Vim hu roesh im lo yavi lo habeger al Shabbos, yivchos lo mischiruso, mikifi mikach anog lozeh. If a person sees and he realizes that if he doesn't bring him the beged ready for Shabbos and do the Mulacha later in the day on Erev Shabbos, where he's normally not supposed to do it, then the guy's going to take away from his wages that which this would normally cost. Or going forward, he's not going to hire him anymore. So it's mamash going to be a dover of it. So efshir du b'chal dover of it, it could be this is considered a dover of it. And it could be that it follows similar rules that we find by chalamoid, ayin shom. And that would be grounds to be matir. V'yesh otam lahatir. There's another reason because possibly Matir doing the malacha of someone else later in the day. The das Rabbeinu Yonah be'er Pesach, the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah on Erev Pesach is tim hischil b'zman aheter, that if one started in a time when it was permissible, yuchal l'gamru afilu achar chatzos. That on Erev Pesach, where you're not allowed to do malacha after chatzos, if you started before, you would be allowed to finish it after chatzos. Ach rabu achokim olav, but many argue on this Rabbeinu Yonah. U'lekach posag ha-shulchan aruch b'simen tof samaches, Sifhei b'hagod de lo kavasek. And therefore, the Ramah paskins, not like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that you can't do it. Even if you start earlier, you can't do it afterwards. But, says the Bir Halacha, zo b'er Pesach. That's only by Erev Pesach. Ava b'er Shabbos, the kilo me'er Pesach, like we saw in the Mishabu, that Erev Shabbos is more lenient, in Mushas atchak. If it's a pressing situation, the yelo alav tar omos. And lo yavi lo al Shabbos, the guy's gonna have tainus on you if you don't bring him his clothing ready for Shabbos. So nearly the yucha lisvo chadas Rabbeinu Yona. It appears to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, that in that case we can rely on the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yona. The yucha lugamru afilu achar zman mincha ketana afilu besachar, that you would be allowed to finish his garment that you started before, even after the zman of mincha ketana, and even if you're gonna be making money. The Afshim Seinu Harbe Prate Kula Binyanze, even though we're bringing out a lot of possible kulas in this matter, i.e., we just said he's going to have tainas on you, you started the malacha earlier. Mishu Baal Malacha Yirei Hashem, one who is a worker and he has fear of Hashem, Yirei Lachatchila Lazaris Atzmo Shalo Yovel Lamida Zoshi at Tarach Lasos at Somoch Lashkez Achama. He should be very careful that lechatchila, he should make sure that any jobs he takes, it shouldn't come to that he has to do the melacha on Erev Shabbos, so late in the day, all the way up to Shkia Sachama. In lo mi sha'ashad l'chukalo, unless he's mamish pressed for time, kvosh kasad v'shabura, but one of your seven should try to avoid these circumstances and try to get the melacha done in a time where he doesn't have to come on to these haterim that we said. But l'maisa, we do see many haterim, and just to summarize what we saw tonight, that there is an ein ro'es and bracha. According to some, there's actually an Isser Malacha to do Malacha on Erev Shabbos close to Mincha. We had a Machlokas, is a Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Ketana. And then we had many exceptions to the rule. Number one was, the Ramah told us if it was Derech Arai, it was okay. The Mechaber told us if it's for yourself, it's Tzarech Shabbos, it's Mutter. The Ramah told us if it's Tzarech Shabbos, if your friend, it's Mutter, as long as you don't get paid. And then we had the other Eterim that the Mishabura told us that if he's an Oni, Ein Lama Yochal, he could do it even for pay. Even if he has what to eat, but he needs it for Tzarech Shabbos, for Onik Shabbos, of Basar and Dogim, it's also going to be okay. We saw Nebri Halacha, that if the guy's going to have tainas, he's going to lower your wages, it'll be permissible. We saw possibly that we can go like the Rabbeinu Yonah, even though we don't pass him by Erev Pesach, we can pass him by him by Erev Shabbos. That if you started in a time of Heter, meaning before Mincha, you continue it even after Mincha. And therefore, that concludes our discussion for today, and Amir Tz Hashem, we will continue with this discussion in the next year.